An assistant joint surgeon general with the National Guard Bureau in the Pentagon says she wants to encourage state and local partnerships with the National Guard to help meet medical and behavioral health needs of military members and veterans. Rear Admiral Joan Hunter says the effort is called the Guard's Psychological Health Program. She says the National Guard itself does not offer behavioral health treatment, but partners with local groups to make that treatment available.
There are many people in our communities that want to help. They don't know how to help. The bureaucracy is so big. There's so many different programs. It's who do you trust? Who's the valid program? Which one is based in evidence-based practices? Which are those programs that are really going to make a difference, that have that evidence that we want to put our focus on?
Hunter says she's impressed with the ND Cares program in North Dakota. It's designed to help military personnel and veterans get the care they need.
We'd like to see a seamless system and truly focus on a no wrong door.
Pamela Sagnus is Director of Behavioral Health for the State Department of Human Services. She's been involved with ND Cares.
And we want to make sure that if someone is in need of services, they can access those services no matter where they go. And that if it's not the right place or the right type of services that are available, that we know how to refer to those other services and to truly embrace a seamless system.
Sagnus says on average, the regional human service centers see about 800 military patients. Both Sagnus and Hunter spoke at the 2015 Behavioral Health Conference in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.